Begin by taking a few deep breaths in and out from your heart. Inhale, imagine your heart opening. And exhale, letting go of whatever you need to through the heart. Continue breathing through the heart a few more times. Now stop. Be still. Repeat your intention 3 times. Receive it as a present reality. Feel your intention in your whole body. Now bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows. Be still. Do nothing. Throughout Yoga Nidra, follow my voice. Stay awake, aware, and at ease. Now follow my guidance as you rotate attention through the body, starting in the mouth, ears, nose, eyes, forehead, crown, back of the head, inside of the head, the entire head, back of the neck, throat, shoulders, arms, hands, throat, upper chest, upper back, middle chest, middle back, abdomen, lower back, pelvis, sacrum, hips, legs, feet, left side of the body, right side of the body, back of the body, front of the body, deep inside the body, on the surface of the body. Feel the entire body, all sensations melting into one. Experiencing the body as just sensation. See how awareness of the body extends to the space around the body in all directions. To the left of the body, to the right of the body, back behind the body, out in front of the body, down below the body, up above the body. Explore all around the body. Now see if you can find a center inside the body. And now explore outside the body and see if you can find a periphery. Noticing where sensation ends or not. Radiating into infinity inwardly. Radiating into infinity outwardly. Body and space, one feeling. Now rest for a moment at the eyebrow center. Notice all sensation, each pulsation, every vibration. Notice the breath, breathing in and out. And now open your mouth as you breathe. Just breathe in and out for a few moments with your mouth open, welcoming life force on the inhalation, life itself, and on the exhalation, letting whatever needs to die go. Life and death. Inhale and exhale. Now stop and breathe normally through the nose. Breath and body are one movement, not separate. Exhaling, feeling the breath joined with the feeling of the whole body. Inhaling and exhaling, whole body breathing. Stay with sensation. Sense your breath and how it is one with your body. Inhaling. And then as you exhale, allow the breath to melt into sensation. This time, inhale through your heart. Notice the sensation you feel as the breath enters your heart. And now ride the wave of sensation through the body, exhaling through the heart, paying attention to sensation. Breathing in through the heart, welcoming sensation, and out through the heart, welcoming sensation. Feel how each breath is mysterious. Breathing in the mystery, breathing out the mystery. Now be still and simply notice all sensation in the body. Your body at ease, motionless, welcoming sensation. Begin to see the color green in your chest area, the area of the heart, the fourth power center. With each breath, see this area fill with a green glow. Love expanding with each breath. Your heart open, welcoming self-love and love from others. Now count backwards from 7 to 0 as you breathe in and out from your heart. Love expanding as you count. 7, breathing in. 7, breathing out. Six, breathing in. Six, breathing out. With each breath, your heart glows green. You feel love expanding. You're counting down to 0. Keep going. If you lose count, start again. Now stop and bathe your heart with healing and deep nourishment. Feel at peace in the green glow at your heart. Notice all sensations. Follow my guidance and become the observer of the following images. Witness them like you're watching a movie. Your attention detached and aware, welcoming all sensations that come and all emotions and letting them pass, staying attached to nothing. You are the observer of the following images. Pink rose. Inverted purple triangle. Warm ocean breeze. Bonfire at night. A baby. Flame of a candle. Torrential rain. Knight in shining armor. Blue circle. Toddler crying. Apple. Pride of lions. Kids laughing. Morning dew. Now stop witnessing and be still. Allow all emotions and sensations to pass, like clouds in the sky. Return to the green glow in your chest and rest here. Now come to the center between your eyebrows. Do absolutely nothing. All blocks to healing are released. You are calm, wild, and free. Feel this. Experience this. Be this. Let go of what no longer serves you. Your heart is open. You have entered an oasis of non-doing. Here you can just be. Surrender and do nothing right now. In this place of surrender, of deep silence, repeat your intention now 3 times. Feel it in your bones, every cell, every atom, your whole being. Breathe your intention in and out a few times, imagining it happening right now. Have faith your intention has been heard, and like a seed, it will grow. Repeat the following affirmations and feel them throughout your entire body. Everything is okay. I allow myself to give and receive love freely. Now, remember a time when you felt joy. It could be a very brief moment, like a memory of being with a favorite grandparent or seeing your child graduate. Let your body feel that feeling of joy. Now let the memory fade and the feeling of joy remain. Take a few slow breaths, feeling joy. Visualize a smile starting in your heart and spreading through every nerve and cell of your body. Or see joy as a color and watch the color spread from your toes to the crown of your head. Be totally absorbed in the feeling of joy. Slowly, now at your own pace, begin to breathe in your Council of Women. With every breath, notice them arriving. These are your wild women mentors, guides, wise women. Welcome them. Imagine a green glow in their hearts meeting the green glow in your heart, like a bridge between hearts. Receive their love. Let it flow into you. If you have a specific healing question you'd like to ask the Council of Women, ask it now and listen. Feel their healing energy. Bathe in their wisdom. Be grateful. You always have your Council of Women to turn to, both in Yoga Nidra and outside of Yoga Nidra if you need them. Now it's time to listen for your soul whisper. Breathe in through your heart. Follow your breath to a spot in your body that's calling out to you. Rest here for a moment. See if there's a soul whisper, an image, word, or phrase. Take a few seconds to listen for your soul whisper now. Whatever you receive, exhale this through your heart. Now slowly begin to wake up, keeping your eyes closed, but beginning to move. Move from whatever part of the body wants to move first. Let the body decide when and how it wants to move. You're very gently waking up the whole body as you listen to the following words by Joseph Campbell. We must be willing to get rid of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. The goal of life is to make your heartbeat match the beat of the universe, to match your nature with nature. Follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls. If it feels right and you're lying down, bring your knees to your chest, rocking gently side to side, and then turn on your right side. Lying here, softly, your heartbeat at ease. Repeat your intention 3 times and feel it in your entire body and being, welcoming it as if it's already happening. Now open your eyes. Put your hand on your heart. If it feels right, tap on your heart a few times. Then stop and either remain resting, eyes open, or begin to sit up. This completes Daring to Rest, meditation number 6. Be good to yourself.
Our program continues with session 4, The Rise Phase, with Karen Brody.
Hi there. We're now in the rise phase. We're in the final 10 days of our 40-day journey, rising up, learning to take yoga nidra off the mat or out of the bed and into the world. How can you live and lead like a well-rested woman? In this rise phase, there are 2 more meditations, and you will practice both for 5 days each. So you're not leaving your yoga nidra practice. You're continuing to exercise this deep rest muscle, but you're also now consciously beginning to examine the final layer of fatigue, what I call life purpose exhaustion. This is your why. Why are you on this earth? What is your purpose, or what I like to call your big dreams? What yoga nidra is so good at, because it points you back to your authentic self, is showing you the way back home to yourself every time you lie down. And when you wake up from yoga nidra, you begin to align with things that fuel your authentic self. Historically, women haven't always had this option. Even today, we often feel we're making hard choices to stay aligned with our true self. I want to take you back in women's history for a moment to understand why it's so important that we rise up and how rest is so intimately connected to holding women back. Have you ever heard of the rest cures? This was a common prescription American women were given in the late 1800s to address what was called the woman question. At the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, as middle and upper middle class women's roles began to shift from an agrarian economy, where their work and place in the home was well respected, to a life that had them primarily living at home, doing nothing, and making themselves available for their husbands for sex, an unusually large number of women became sick for no apparent reason. They couldn't do anything. Some displayed mental illness symptoms. To address this women's question, doctors began prescribing women the rest cure to address it. For poor women who continued to work and were not becoming sick, they were used as experiments to surgically explore the woman question, often having their female body parts removed. It was a baffling time for women. Many accepted these rest cures. Some even welcomed them, as it allowed them to escape from their few duties. But others, particularly creative women, began to wonder the benefits of the rest cure. Women like the writers Virginia Woolf and Charlotte Perkins Gilman were prescribed the rest cures, and Gilman later wrote a fictional book about it, The Yellow Wallpaper, and how horrible she felt she was treated, like a non-person. In real life, she said the rest cure nearly made her go mad, and that even after she endured the rest cure, she was told to do nothing and lead as domestic a life as possible, which was crazy for Gilman. She wanted to write. And in fact, there was no consideration that the sickness that she suddenly displayed happened after she had a baby. Was this really postpartum depression? Who knows? But what was clear is that women were unhappy and rest was used to keep them quiet. As a result, women like Gilman made a good bargain with rest. They rejected it. They viewed it as a demeaning prescription that held women back. Women who wanted to work did not want rest. They wanted a purpose. They wanted their why. So at that time, this bargain with rest made sense. But today, look at us now. Now we most definitely need to take back rest. This permission to rest must be a part of our life, not just a 40-day program. That's what this final phase is all about, fully taking back rest and the deep, life-changing magic of Yoga Nidra so it becomes a part of your life. Welcome to the Rise Phase. Let's begin. A well-rested woman leader. Just take a moment now to imagine this. And by the way, by leader, I'm talking about the way you lead in all areas of your life, work, home, relationships. Imagine how you can lead from a well-rested place, a place where you're less exhausted, but even more so, you're letting your wild woman out of her cage. You're letting your authentic self shine and feeling a sense of purpose that's connected to your big self. Women have a long history of being told not to let our true natures shine, to lock up our wild woman and throw away the key. Well, my daring to rest sister, you have the power to change this, to change your life and by extension the lives of young girls who are our next generation of women leaders. Let's show how we can be ourselves as women, not play the game of either or, either I'm an achiever and working all the time, or I'm a loser who has decided to prioritize myself and therefore not achieve. This paradigm isn't working. Rest as weakness is not working. And through Yoga Nidra, by getting our rest, demanding our rest, and modeling rest, we have the opportunity to change what leadership looks like. What I'm calling on you to do is to embrace a feminine style of leadership. This isn't about gender. A feminine style of leadership nourishes your wholeness. Think of the five bodies model. You've been learning how to nourish your wholeness for the past 30 days. feminine leadership also is rooted in a sense that everything is going to be okay. This is a big one. When we don't think everything is going to be okay, when we are our small selves, not connected to a bigger universal picture, that's when we act out of fear, and we are more likely to go into attack mode. Feminine leadership says, no, wait, everything's going to be okay. You can stop acting from fear. Yoga Nidra has taught you this now. And finally, feminine leadership follows a model that balances masculine and feminine traits. Masculine, the doing, warrior, achiever, and feminine, the slowing down, more inward, restful place. One of the reasons we burn out so much is that this is way out of balance. We do, masculine energy only, and don't balance with slowing down. The great news is that Yoga Nidra is the ultimate feminine infusion to balance all the masculine drive to keep going. So now you can lead from this new place. For the next 5 days, days 31 through 35, your Yoga Nidra meditations will increase to approximately 45 minutes, giving you the equivalent of 3 hours of sleep. While Yoga Nidra is never intended to replace sleep, these long Yoga Nidra meditations are ideal for busy women who want both being and becoming. It's interesting. When we're burnt out, all we want is a nap and that deep sense of being, not doing. But really, once we begin to feel more well-rested, what we find is that our souls actually want to do as well. The soul calls us to be and become. This rise phase is a time for you to explore how to do both. Faith once told me, imagination is free. And boy, did this wake me up. Your imagination is free. For these next 10 days, use it. Use it to dream big. So many times when we're exhausted, we're not dreaming big. We're our small self. You might have a long list of accomplishments. I'm not saying at all that you're not doing. But you're often not dreaming big when you're just in doing mode. Dreaming big is a combination of being and becoming. Great news is Yoga Nidra gives you both. So to dream big, all you need to do is lie down. I still have to pinch myself that what's going to help me dream big in my life is to take a Yoga Nidra nap. It's crazy, but true. And that's available for you as well. Okay, let's talk goals and gold. Hopefully, by now you are beginning to feel some major positive shifts in your sleep and in any health challenges you've been facing. But ultimately, meditation is not about achieving goals, like becoming more productive at work. Instead, it informs us of our gold. And not surprisingly, this actually does help us achieve our goals. When I heard meditation teacher Tara Brach talk about meditation helping us find our gold, I felt this huge, full-bodied yes. Now that you're in the final 10 days of Daring to Rest, I'd like you to start thinking about what gold you've received through this journey. And this is where you'll look back at your soul whispers, because your soul whispers inform us of our gold and big dreams. First, on days 31 through 33, in addition to practicing Yoga Nidra, if it feels right, make a soul whisper board or a soul whisper book. This is simply a poster board or a book to see all your soul whispers from your Daring to Rest journey. You can write each word or phrase or describe an image you saw as your soul whisper on the board or book. Or if you want to, you can draw or paint your soul whispers on the board or book. Then on day 34, you're going to discover your gold statement, or I like to call it your gold song. On day 34, meditate with your soul whisper board or book at the crown of your head. At the end of Yoga Nidra, spend a few minutes looking through all your soul whispers. Put your hand on your heart and then ask for a song that represents what you've learned on your Daring to Rest journey. This is your gold. Then on another piece of paper, draw a tree with three branches and put the song, your gold, or maybe it's the name of the song, it could be the lyrics, you put that on the trunk of the tree. And if you hear nothing, then put I feel on the trunk of your tree. So think of your tree with branches as something that you're really working with. It's not something that you're going to just put up on your wall. It's something that you're going to bring into your yoga nidra meditation. You're going to put it above your head. You may just energetically feel it be there if you're sitting and you can't physically place it behind your head. But you're not just placing it on a wall and it's a piece of art. This is something that you're bringing into your meditation, being more hands-on with. Now you're ready to discover your big dreams. Put your hand on your heart, take a breath, and ask yourself, knowing my gold, and state whatever your gold song or lyrics is, my big dream is, and then pause, listen, like you did for your soul whispers. Just listen for what you hear. What is your big dream? And write what you receive. No more than one sentence on a branch growing out from your tree. You can do this up to 3 times, 3 big dreams. You may have less. If you have more, that's okay, but ideally keep it to around 3 so as not to be overwhelmed. What are the 3 biggest dreams you have right now? Make sure they are stated in the present tense, as if they're already happening, like, I am a writer, or I am pain-free. Then, on day 35, practice yoga nidra with your tree at the crown of your head. And after yoga nidra, pick 1 big dream to start with. If this feels true, use your big dream statement as your intention during yoga nidra. This is called your secondary intention. It is a more goal-oriented intention, but it is born out of your gold, and your gold is your highest truth. Your gold is the lessons that you've learned that align with your true nature. And that's your tree trunk. Then all your big dreams come from your gold. Okay, finally, these next 5 days are a great time to activate your 5th power center, the area of your throat, finding your voice, speaking your truth. It's a great time to wear the color blue during your yoga nidra. If your touchstone can sit on your throat with comfort, go ahead and do that, or just hold it in your left hand. And if you want to use an essential oil, any stimulating essential oil like vetiver or ginger is good for activating, rising up energy. But be sure to use it at the end of yoga nidra, placing just maybe a few drops on your palms and inhaling it. And now, it's time to dare to rest. Yoga nidra is coming. Lie down. Get comfortable. It's time to be good to yourself and lie down to wake up. Close your eyes. Breathe in and out a few times, moving your body with each breath to find the most comfortable position, lying down or sitting. Make yourself as comfortable as possible, your body able to be completely at ease. If you are using a touchstone, place it either on your throat or on the space between your eyebrows, or you can hold it in your left hand. Let this touchstone reconnect you to calm, peace, and tranquility if you should need it throughout yoga nidra. Now be still. It's time to be good to yourself. This is Daring to Rest, meditation number 7. Daring to Rest starts right now. Open your ears wide to sound. Outside sounds, distant sounds, and then gradually withdraw back to the room, to yourself lying down or sitting, to your body, to your breath. Begin by taking a deep breath in and exhale with a deep sigh. And again, breathe in and out with a sigh. Now repeat your intention 3 times. Feel it spread throughout your whole body and being. And if you need to tweak it a bit, do so. Be sure your intention is stated in the present tense and resonates with your true self. Now bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows. Relax. Do nothing. Take a moment to massage your neck. Give your neck some love. The neck is a bridge between our heads and bodies, between the mind and the heart, between thinking and feeling. Many of us have more energy in our heads, and this can create stiffness in our necks. So as you massage your neck, work on releasing constriction so head and heart, masculine and feminine, can flow. Vow to release all emotions stored during today's Yoga Nidra meditation. Release all blocks to healing. Now stop and notice all sensations in your neck. Throughout Yoga Nidra, follow my voice. Say to yourself mentally, I will not fall asleep. I will remain awake. Now follow my voice from point to point, and as you sense each point in your body, allow loving energy to release and all healing blockages to dissolve. Starting with the point between the eyebrows, hollow of the throat, right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, right fourth finger, right small finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, hollow of the throat, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, left index finger, left middle finger, left fourth finger, left small finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, hollow of the throat, heart center, right nipple, heart center, left nipple, heart center, solar plexus, below the bottom of the chest bone, navel center, right hip, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, right second toe, right third toe, right fourth toe, right small toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, navel center, left hip, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, left second toe, left third toe, left fourth toe, left small toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip, navel center, solar plexus, heart center, hollow of the throat, point between the eyebrows. Rest here at the point between the eyebrows. Feel all sensation in your body. Now begin to inhale slowly, filling the abdomen, then the chest, and then the chest cavity all the way up to the neck. Now begin to inhale slowly, filling the abdomen, then the chest, and then the chest cavity all the way up to the neck. Exhale even more slowly, pursing your lips as if you are blowing through a straw. And again, inhale and exhale, pursing your lips as if you're blowing through a straw. Continue at your own rhythm, breathing in and out. Stop. Notice how the breath impacts your body. Where in your body do you feel sensation? Just be aware of sensation. Now start counting from 11 to 0 as you breathe. 11, I am breathing in. 11, I am breathing out. 10, I am breathing in. 10, I am breathing out. Counting down with each breath. If you lose count, go back to the beginning. If you finish, then start again. Counting from 11 to 0. Take your time. Find your rhythm. Now stop counting and bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows. Notice all vibration in the body. In the area of your throat, your fifth power center, see this area begin to turn the color blue. Every time you breathe in and out, your throat center softens and expands, and the blue begins to glow. Here's where you communicate with the world. You stand up for a paradigm of leadership that honors all of you. You express yourself clearly. Your throat is open, soft, the blue color swirling around. Feel this. And now move up to the sixth power center at the eyebrow center. See this area pulse and glow with indigo. The leader who sees beyond the veils, who sees truth, who speaks her truth. Feel this. Begin to imagine yourself at a clearing in the woods. You walk slowly towards the clearing, following the sound of drums beating. Each step you take is in rhythm with the drums. You arrive at the clearing. Women are drumming. Tall, majestic trees surround the drumming circle. You take in this scene and feel it in your bones. The women invite you into the center of the circle to dance to the beat. You walk in and begin swaying, dancing your dance. The music begins to slow down, soften, and as it slows down, the loose muscles of your body move to the ground. In your own way, the movement that's authentic to you. You lie grounded to the warm Mother Earth, hands together at your heart. A woman whispers, "What is your gold?" The gold, the theme that represents your purpose, your highest truth. You are totally relaxed as the gold speaks to you as a song. Listen. Listen to the song. Slowly you rise, hearing your song played by the women drummers. They are playing your song. You dance. Dance, dance, dance. Every cell drinking the gold. And slowly as the sun sets, you bow to the women drummers and walk away, knowing what you've already known, grateful for remembering, savoring this moment in the woods, vowing to bring this gold back with you into your everyday life. Now come to the center between your eyebrows and relax completely. Your first power center at your perineum is open and soft. Your second power center in your reproductive area below the navel is open and soft. Your third power center in your gut is open and soft. Fourth power center, the heart, is open and soft. Fifth power center, the throat, is open and soft. The sixth power center, your third eye, the eyebrow center, is open and soft. And now the crown of your head, the seventh power center, is open and soft. All blocks to healing are released. You are brave and strong. Daring to rest completely. Feel this. Experience this. Be this. You have entered an oasis of non-doing. Here you can just be, surrender, and do nothing right now. In this place of surrender, of deep silence, repeat your intention now 3 times. Feel it in your bones, every cell, every atom, your whole being. Breathe your intention in and out a few times.